KJAN Sports.
It is time now for a check of sports. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, the Atlantic boys basketball team found their offensive stride in the second quarter against Creston on Friday night and rolled to a 65-39 win at home. The game was tied at the end of the first quarter at 10 points apiece. Atlantic then outscored the Panthers 17-6 in the second quarter to take the lead. The Trojans pushed it out to 20-point lead by the end of the third quarter. Austin Alexander was out from the outside, knocking down seven threes on his way to 25 points. Scott Leonard dropped in 16 points, and Chase Mullinex had 14 points, 13 of those in the second half. Atlantic improves to 2-2 on the season, and next up they travel to Glenwood on Tuesday. Creston was led by 14 points from Evan Jacobson. The Panthers fall to 1-3 on the year. Elsewhere in boys Hawkeye 10 conference basketball, Harlan beat Denison Schleswig 70-49. Kemper Catholic downed Lewis Central 63-51. Shenandoah was a 62-58 winner over Clarinda. St. Albert boys beat Red Oak 89-51. In corner conference boys action, it was Fremont Mills over Clarinda Academy 80-40. Stanton with a 56-29 win over East Mills. Sydney beat Essex 77-35. In Western Iowa conference boys play, it was AHSTW over Logan Magnolia 73-57. Audubon was an 87-45 winner over Riverside. IKM Manning downed Missouri Valley 56-33. Trainer beat Griswold 70-25, and Tri-Center got past Underwood 64-55. The Pride of Iowa Conference in boys basketball, it was Bedford over Interstate 35, 89-77. Mount Air blew past Southeast Warren 60-15. Martinsdale St. Mary's was a 67-51 winner over Nottoway Valley, and Pleasantville beat Southwest Valley 59-40. And in the Rolling Hills Conference, it was Arweva over Exira EHK 63-60. Cam defeating Coon Rapids Baird 70-45. Glidden Ralston was a 67-26 winner over West Harrison, and Woodbine beat Peyton Sheridan 55-49. And finally, in the Missouri Valley Conference boys action, it was Abraham Lincoln over Sergeant Bluff Luton by a score of 63-58. To girls basketball now, the Atlantic girls basketball team came up just a bit short to Creston on Friday night at the AHS High School. 59-52 was your final score. The Trojans trailed by two at the end of the first quarter and were down by six at the half. Atlantic was within 42-36 at the end of the third quarter, and a back-and-forth finish would see Creston hold for the victory. Atlantic got within 4 points on two different occasions in the fourth quarter, but couldn't get to that next timely basket over the hump. Brielle Baker led all scorers with 31 points for the Panthers. Kelsey Fields dropped in 21 points and had 13 rebounds for Creston, who improved to 3-2. Atlantic was led by 16 points from Mackenzie Waters and 13 from Cheyenne Elliott. The Trojans fall to 1-4 with the loss. In other girls' basketball action from last night, Hawkeye 10 Conference, Denison Schleswig beat Harlan 44-29. It was Shenandoah over Clarinda 48-19. Red Oak beating St. Albert 74-54. Lewis Central beat Kemper Catholic 61-32. IKM Manning girls had a 58-35 win over Missouri Valley. Riverside beat Audubon 48-41. Logan Magnolia was a 61-39 winner over AHSTW. These games all in the Western Iowa Conference. Trainer beating Griswold 55-16 and Underwood over Tri-Center 40-33. In Rolling Hills girls basketball, Cam downed Coon Rapids Baird 61-29. Exira was a 78-44 winner over Arweva. Glidden Ralston was a 51-35 winner over West Harrison. Peyton Jordan beat Woodbine 47-35. Corner Conference girls basketball, East Mills was a 33-26 winner over Stanton, and Sydney beat Essex 58-30. And then to the Pride of Iowa Conference we head, with the East Union winning over Wayne 42-40, I-35 over Bedford 52-44, Southwest Valley beating Pleasantville 49-47, Martinsdale St. Mary's was a 51-32 winner over Nottoway Valley, and Mount Air beat Southeast Warren 56-44 in girls' hoops. Also in the Missouri Valley Conference, it was, or Missouri River Conference, I should say, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton over Abraham Lincoln in girls' basketball, 51-45. A pair of top-ranked Pac-12 men's basketball teams were in action last night. Number 16 Arizona beating St. John's 82-70 in the opener of the Basketball Hall of Fame Classic triple header that was held at the Staples Center. Shannon Evans II chipped in 18 points for the 8-0 Sun Devils, who were off to their best start in 37 years. Trey Young had 29 points and 9 assists, and Oklahoma edged number 25 Southern Cal 85-83. Christian Young contributed 5 three-pointers and 19 points as the 7-1 Sooners dealt the Trojans their third consecutive loss. In the football news, Iowa State coach Matt Campbell has been trying to get his starters to get some rest as the Cyclones begin bowl preparations. Iowa State will play Memphis on December 30th at the Liberty Bowl. Campbell says the game prep will heat up after the final exams.
It gives us two really good weeks before, you know, that game to really prepare and dig into game plan. So next week we'll get them kind of acclimated back in, get into exam week, finish those things off, and give ourselves 2 weeks to prepare.
Campbell says up to this point, the extra practice has been allowed for the younger players to get in extra reps.
I want to at least get through finals week, I think, for our own players' standpoint. And as much as we stress academics, I think it'd be really unfair to do anything with monumental proportions that way before our kids get the opportunity to finish their finals.
Elsewhere in college football news, Oregon has promoted offensive coordinator Mario Cristobal to head coach. Cristobal was the co-offensive coordinator and offensive line coach at Oregon this past season and was named interim coach on Tuesday when Willie Taggart left to become head coach at Florida State. New Nebraska coach Scott Frost is bringing his entire on-field cadre of assistants with him from Central Florida. That includes offensive coordinator Troy Walters, who at one point was believed to be a candidate to take over the Knights after the Peach Bowl. And receiver James Robinson's playing days are over at Florida because of a heart condition. Gators say the freshman, one of the state's top recruits last February, will not be medically cleared to return. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors are heading home after running the table on a six-game road trip. Kevin Durant scored 13 of his 36 points in the third quarter as the defending NBA champs knocked off the Pistons 102-98 in Detroit. Meanwhile, the Pacers have put an end to the Cavaliers team record-tying 13-game winning streak. Victor Oladipo's 33 points and 8 rebounds carried Indiana to its third straight win, 106-102 over Cleveland. DeMar DeRozan scored 26 points, and Serge Ibaka matched his season-high 21 as the Raptors won their fifth in a row, 116-107 at Memphis. Toronto outscored the Grizzlies by 10 points in the final period and sent Memphis to its 13th loss in 14 games. The Milwaukee Bucks erased an 11-point deficit late in the third quarter to pick up their fifth win in six games. That was 109-102 at Dallas. The Bulls' 10-game losing streak is over after Lauri Markkanen's 24 points and 12 boards carried them past the Hornets, 119-111 in overtime. Zach Randolph scored a season-high 35 points and grabbed 13 boards as the Kings surprised the Pelicans 116-109 in overtime. Kenneth Fareed scored 20 points and Will Barton had 19 as the Nuggets downed the Magic 103-89 and the Spurs pulled out a 105-102 win over the Celtics on Manu Ginobili's three-pointer with 5 seconds left. In NBA news, Cleveland Cavaliers guard Derrick Rose has acknowledged that he has a bone spur in his left ankle that contributed to his decision to leave the team last month. The oft-injured former NBA Most Valuable Player told reporters that he had apologized to his teammates, was content with the Cavaliers, and insisted that he couldn't wait to get back out on the court. Before his departure, Rose had been slowed for weeks by ankle injury. Rose was averaging 14.3 points in 7 games this season. The Dallas Mavericks say Nerlens Noel has undergone surgery to repair a torn ligament in his left thumb, and there is no timetable for his return. The 6'11" center played last on November 22nd at Memphis, but the injury wasn't revealed until before a loss at Boston on Wednesday. Trailblazers center Yusef Nurkic has been ruled out of Saturday's game against the Houston Rockets with ankle injury. Nurkic was hurt midway through the final quarter of Portland's 106-92 loss Tuesday night to the Washington Wizards. The Hawks have requested waivers on swingman Nicholas Brusino, who's played sparingly in 4 games. That's a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.